Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average. It's time to level up. Oh, this one is fresh. Hey, lovely. This title, this idea was something that occurred to me this morning. So as I am recording this podcast, I shared it on my stories, but I had a conversation yesterday with a group of clients around hitting really big goals. And the conversation kind of turned to knowing what to do. Like, do we know what to do to hit the really big goals? Do we know what to do if we want to build a $1 million, $10 million business? Do we know what's required? And it just got me thinking so much about what we know and what we do. And so as I thought about it, I think that there is a knowledge to action gap. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. So this is something I'm really passionate about. And for anybody that has worked with me before, one of the things that I say, for example, in BBA, in Brand Builders Academy, is that I go through BBA every year. And people think that you constantly need to have new strategies. I am a believer that you've got to keep up with what's happening in the market, but you can use foundational strategies over and over and over again and just make them better. Just tweak them. So every year I'll do my brand strategy. In 2024, what does that brand strategy need to look like? I'm still going to ask myself the same questions. I'm still going to focus in on what a brand strategy does, but maybe I'm going to tweak it based on what I need to adjust to in the market right now. But the foundational strategy remains the same. Yeah. Funnels remain the same. Can you tweak them? Can you improve them? Yes, you can, but they remain the same. And so I do think that in the entrepreneurial space, we're always looking for the silver bullet that's going to somehow get us to implement something more miraculous. When in fact, if you've been in business for a while, you actually know what the core strategies look like. And it's not to say that there's not new things, but if we implemented the core strategies really well on the regular every single year, I think that we would have a lot more success. So that's what we're talking about today. I could just get into it all, but this is one of the reasons why we're doing more episodes, is because I just want to be able to share with you, as soon as I think about it, what I am discovering, processing, seeing that I think could help you. So anyway, let's get into this today's. I keep saying this week's and it's not, into today's episode. So let's talk about the knowledge to action gap. I think that this is something that every single business owner needs to be thinking about and really looking at themselves to ask the question, am I constantly looking for the answer to something that has already been answered, to the question that has already been answered? So what you have learned and what you have implemented is where the gap is. So for example, if you've learned how to build your brand or how to work out your pricing and packaging or how to create a funnel or how to share content on social media, but you've not implemented it. You've done bits and pieces of it, even though you've learned the strategy, even though you've learned, you know, how to manage your content pillars, how to create content that's got a hook and that attracts your audience. Like, you've learned it, but you're constantly thinking, no, I've still got to learn more. I've still got to learn more about this. And that is where the gap is. And in that gap lies areas that you need to focus in on that right now are holding you back in your business. And so the reason that there is a gap is that we're constantly telling ourselves that we don't know the answer. We could be telling ourselves that we need more time to implement. We don't have enough time. We never have enough time because you're not making the time. We feel like it's too hard. That's another reason why we've got the gap there. And it's also obviously a procrastination method for us to think that, because then the responsibility never lies with us when we sit very comfortably, can I just say, in the gap. So if I'm constantly telling myself, oh, I feel like I just need to learn more. Like I haven't quite learned exactly what I need to do. And can I just tell you, there are elements in my business where I do this. So I am not just being like, you do this. I do this as well. And I was in a conversation with business owners that are at multiple six figures where we were having this conversation where we've learned things, we know things, but we've not implemented them. We know that we need more marketing help, but we don't hire the person. We know that we need to write the emails or get help with the copy, but we don't either make the time or hire the person. Like we know the things that need to get done, but it's just easier to be like, oh, like I'll get to it. I'll get to it, or I'll figure it out. Or I feel like I just need to maybe take another course, learn another thing. And if you're somebody where the skills or the knowledge is not there, then that's not what I'm talking about. But I would actually say this is like a cautionary tale that when you buy the course, do the course. When you're in the course, ask for help if that's available to you. Yeah, don't just be like, I'm just going to buy it and then it's not my fault if I don't consume it. Because I assume you bought it for the knowledge and to get the skills. And if there is support available, but you're not accessing the support, or you're not taking advantage of the support, whether it's in the group chat, whether it's on live calls, whether it's like whatever, in whatever form, you've got to really ask yourself how long you're going to continue to sit comfortably. I almost want to say comfortably and uncomfortably in your knowledge gap, and whether that's something that you're just going to decide is how you do business, constantly being in the, I don't know, just throwing your hands up in the air and saying, I don't know. So, you know, really looking at others and thinking that they have some sort of secret that you don't have or that you need, I think is a really common thing as well. And one of the things that came up for me was we sit in comparison over completion, looking at other people and going, oh, like, why don't I have that funnel? Or why doesn't my thing work like that? Why aren't I getting or making the revenue that they're making? But the answer lies in the lack of completion of the things that we already know. See, the thing is that they have completed it. They did the work. They learned the strategy. They did the work. They implemented it. And now they have the success that you are sitting and coveting, that you are sitting and comparing yourself against, when in fact you have the knowledge, you just haven't implemented it. Yeah. So constantly telling ourselves that we don't have the answer, that somebody else has some kind of silver bullet that will help us actually implement. And I think this is a really interesting thing. We think that there is a special sauce, silver bullet, like secret, and there is no secret. There is just implementation. There's the implementation and the test. There's reviewing it. There's coming back and making things better, but there's no silver bullet. Like the things that you, if you've been in business for a while now, the things that you have learned, I can almost guarantee you, if you implemented them all, you would be seeing success. If you had a consistent content strategy, if you had a funnel that attracted your ideal client, warmed them up, gave them an opportunity to buy from you in whatever form that is, if you sold on a regular basis in different ways, yeah? If you created assets in your business that people could just come and buy and they could learn and they could grow or they could work with you, then you would be having the success that you want. And I believe, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, and like I said, if you've been in business for a while, I feel like this is more a message to you rather than the newbie who has no knowledge and is trying to figure it out. But have you learned that? And if you've learned it, what happened to that knowledge? Now, maybe you bought something and you didn't go through it, so you didn't learn it. So it is about going back and finishing, being a completer finisher and an implementer. Like, I'm going to learn, I'm going to implement, and then I'm going to measure. I'm going to learn, I'm going to implement, I'm going to measure. And if you look back on a lot of things that you've either purchased or done and you've learned, but you've not implemented, therefore you can't measure, then basically you've kind of got a pile of learning sitting there that you've not taken action on and that is not benefiting your business, that's cost you a lot of money and hasn't really, and you've not reaped the benefits of that. And so really looking at what your behaviors are when it comes to this particular thing, I think is really important. And you don't need to learn more. You just need to implement and go bigger. So one of the things that I think is really interesting is that in the conversation that I was having with some clients, we were talking about what's it like to, you know, build $1 million business and or a $10 million business, et cetera. Now, the thought that we have is, especially if we're not there yet, is I don't know how to do that. But I'm actually going to challenge you. And I'm going to say, you may know how to do that already, and you may have done it already, but just not to the extent that you want to do it. So for example, when I think back to the sales in my previous, you know, before my business even, like millions and millions of dollars I had sold. Yeah. So whether it was brand agency, whether it was in recruitment, whether no matter what it was, like I have sold millions and millions of dollars. I know what it takes to be able to do that. I understand the numbers, the processes, the systems to be able to do that. In my business, when I take a look at my accounts, I have sold millions of dollars worth of product. But because in the moment, I'm not where I want to be, my brain tells me you don't know how to do it. And so we need to also look at what we've done before to reinforce to our brain and give ourselves the evidence that, yes, we can do this. If you want to make more money, the question is, have you been in a space and a place and a situation where you have generated like good cash in your business? And I want us to be able to have these conversations around money as well, is that when we can recognize what we do well, when we can recognize what we're not doing well, then we can start to fix the problem and we can start to make sure that we are learning, implementing, measuring, learn, implement, measure. And we can go back and really assess what we've done and what we've not. Now, the other thing that I've done before is that, for example, I might have bought an email copywriting course. And at the time I went through it, and now I need to do email copywriting again. And so I want to go back and have a refresher. So then I've got a file in my emails that's just called training. And basically it is every course, every product that I've ever purchased sits in that folder. So all I have to do is go into that folder and search for, I don't know, whatever, email copywriting or sales or social media, etc. And so having a place where you have all of the information that you've purchased. And so I feel like I've probably gone back. There's a particular copywriting, it was like a mini course. It wasn't mini, it was quite big, that I bought several years ago. And I reckon I've gone back to that about 3 or 4 times. So when I need to revise my emails, I go back and I think, okay, let me refresh my memory on this, and then let me go and implement it and like use it as I'm rewriting my emails again if I need a bit of a refresher. And so I just want you to know that your knowledge to action gap is something that you can go back on. It doesn't have to be your story. It doesn't have to be your experience moving forward. Like what you can do is go, right, Suze, I'm going to go back to BBA if you didn't finish it. And I'm going to go and implement what I learned. I'm going to go and I'm going to do the work so that I'm really clear on what my brand strategy is, who I'm speaking to, what my message is, how I am selling what I'm selling, so that I can feel really confident in it. And that no longer becomes one of the things that I don't know. So sometimes when I have new clients come to me, one of the biggest issues that we work on is that they're not really clear on what their message is. They're not clear on what their message is. They're not clear exactly on what they're selling. And so we work on that. And so now that they've learned that, that is a skill that they can continue to use after we've worked together and I've shown them what some of the key questions are, the things to think about. Now they can go away and they can use that again. And so whether you've had strategy calls, you've bought courses, you've learned something on YouTube, whatever it is, just think about how you can access that information again so that you can use it over and over and over again. And if you need help with it, then get help with it. If you know what you want to do, but there's technical issues, and I think this is one thing that does trip a lot of people up is how do we set it up technically? Then get help for that. Like when I need technical help, I'll go to somebody who's an expert in that tech and I'll get them to help us on a project with it so that my lack of technical ability doesn't then end up being the barrier to me implementing the learning of a strategy that I really want to use and do in the business as well. So those are just my thoughts on the knowledge to action gap. I do think it is about self-reflection. I think it's about being really honest with yourself and asking yourself, am I in a procrastination habit that keeps me comfortable and not comfortable at the same time because I'm not reaching my goals? Because I just keep telling myself, well, I just don't know how to do that. It's like the worst thing. So let me know your thoughts. I already had some DMs back from my Instagram story where I shared the thought as I was having it, where people said, I feel so called out right now, which did make me laugh. Because obviously I'm not thinking about anybody in particular. I am just thinking about conversations that I've had in general and things that I see on the regular, where once again, we're not emotional toddlers. We are CEOs and we want to make sure that the investments that we make in our business pay off, that we implement what we learn, that we show up and we get the help that we need, and that we can honestly, hand on heart, say, I did everything that I could to have the success that I wanted to have. I'll see you next time.